Ilum, learn from the Tosfos of Lama Zayin Bay, is the first Tosfos top of Lama Zayin Bay, so I'm assuming. But let's just do Cheshbon the Gemara. So more brings and the Lama Zayin Amin Aleph at the bottom. That Kitma Behuvara, so the more brings in the Allah of Kitma Behuvara. So Mashal Acham and Shehuchba called Tzarcha and Matavsha Shabisha called Tzarcha. So you're allowed to be Masha Mavusha called Tzarcha. Even though it was Kitma Behuvara, even though the Ketima is no longer effective, it reignited. She allowed to continue the situation of Shehiya. So Pashup Shat. Just to touch the Gemara. So the Mishabura brings it, which is not an explicit Gemara. Maybe it is, but not so clear. Case where a person was Masha B'Isser, so Chazal or Mechayev you to remove it. Okay, so I was Kaitimit, and I put my pot there, and then after I was Kaitimit, it was Huvara. So I might think that the state of being in Shehiya B'Isser is Mechayev me to remove it. You say, no, then you're not Mechayev to remove it. Okay, so let's say possible. We'll assume that's Taisha the Gemara for now. So the Moshe Shalmi Noah, Mitzamah Yafalai is Mutter. So the Moor is saying that Batsim Kitma Behuvara is not really effective, because now it's Huvara again. So once it's Huvara, you're back to square one. But since it's already called Tzarkai, like Rashi says in the Lama Rashi, the Lekal Mechish, the Chetuyei, there's no, the whole issue of Semi Mechata, I have no motivation to be Mechata because it's already, it's called Tzarkai. It's Tzambi Yafaloi. Tzambi Yafaloi is Mutter. So Rai is Tzambi Yafaloi is Mutter. That's the Morris says. No, Morris says, no, Shani Yachal, the Kitma. So Morris says, you got it all wrong. The Het over here is not because that Lekal Mechish, the Chetuyei, about it, it is. So why is it mutter? Because you were kaitimit. It was kitma. Then the Mora says, "Ihachi myla memra." So what's the chiddush? So the Mora says, "Huvra itzucholei." By the time we came in the Huvra, Hadrul the Milsa Kamai, so Kamash Malon. So the Rishonim Shtel over here that the Gemara is a funny Gemara, right? The Gemara just told me, the Gemara assumed that in its first, the first layer of the Gemara, the Gemara assumed over postures that Huvra is not good enough. And that's why the Gemara's advice to the place, they must be the Hetrus because of Mitzvah Yafalai. Because it's Huvra, so what do you accomplish? It must be the Gemara telling me a new Yisoy that Mitzvah Yafalai is okay. The Gemara says, no. Batsim really is not okay. So why is it what's over here? Because you're Kitma. So that's the Yiddish. You assumed in the first stage of the Gemara that Huvara is Mabatul the Kitma, Kamash Malon, that it's not. Okay? Because the more Pasha assumed in the first stage of the Gemara, the more it said I have a Raya, somebody have a Lai's Mutter, the more is assumed for a double Pasha that Huvara is Mabatul the Kitma. So what's the head? It must be the head of Mabatul the Kitma. No. I'll tell you, Kiddush, even though you thought Huvara is Mabatul original Ketima, it's not. So it's a Kiddush. The Gemara says, Yehokim Ha'alamem, what's a Kiddush? Anybody's the Kiddush. I just told you the Kiddush. The Kiddush is, even though it's Huvara, that's not Mabatul original Ketima. So what's the worst kash? The more he answers, Huvara Yitzchalei. I think Huvara is Hadar Limosa Kamaisa, Kamash Malo, and that it's not. I mean, yeah. What's the Shaka Tayyar Gemara? It's a very funny Gemara. So that's the problem which we shouldn't have in the Gemara. Okay. Number one. Number two. That comes Rashi. Rashi. Rashi says, "Shemin al mitzvah yafal esmut." So Rashi, how do I know? Because it has mitzvah yafal. Because the evil of mitzvah yafal, my asa shemina. Like, what's the chiddush? Which Tamar is going to say back in a second that the Kiddush is Kitma. So that's also funny. Number two, Rashi says Shanoch of the Kitma. Or number three, Rashi says Shanoch of the Kitma. We're going to die to the Loi Nichale B'Tzimuka. So the case is the case of Mabusha called Tzarkai. And you were Kaitimit. And the only issue over here is Mitzam of Yafaloi. And I would think that Hovara undermines the original Katima. Kamash Malon, that Hovara does not undermine the original Katima. Why? Takrashi, the Loi Nichale B'Tzimuki. Because he was a Galdas, he has no interest in the Mitzam of Yafaloi. So Pashas Rashi reads, in a case where it wasn't called Tzarkai, where now the issue is real Bishul, or whether it's halachic Bishul or not halachic Bishul, but it's real Bishul, moving it from Machu Ben Dursoi to Mavushul called Tzarkai, where there the issue is not Tzimuki, but Bishul, could be Kitva Behuvara is not Mutter. Like the Morris case, Kitva Behuvara, Mashalech, Chavin Shehuchma called Tzarka, Natasha Shabizu called Tzarka. But in the case of Natasha Shalabishu called Tzarka, Kitva Behuvara is Takana Mutter. It's only Mutter in the case of called Tzarka. So Christus comes along and says in Rashi, so first of all, that in the case of Mitzvah V'Raloi, my Oslo Shemina, Rabbi Yehuda Asa made a group even a case of Mitzvah V'Raloi. So what's Christus' kasha? Means you're assuming right now in the Hamidu Gemara, the Kippur Hubra is Hubra Mokhi Kamais. And therefore it's like an Eda Ketumah. So Eda Ketumah, we said before, even Mitzvah V'Raloi, according to Rabbi Yehuda's also. So I need to tell me, we don't pass it like that. Okay? So what do you mean, my Oslo Shemina? And then Tosfos asks the cash on the Gemara. You're telling me the Hovara Hadol Mosel Kamaisa. Then you're saying no, Kitma is a Chiddush. You say my Memra. The Chiddush is Lafuki Ma'ayin Sovelat Mekora. Okay. So the Tosfos comes along and says that Tosfos has two Chishpardos, two ways of looking at the sugya. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos has learned that the Morris first teretz is that Aliba de Amos Tidum Hubra is a full Katima, and therefore even Loi Bishakol Tzarka is also Mutter. So why the Chav Bishakol Tzarka? To tell me the Lav Ketumah, I feel Bishakol Tzarka is also because the Tzav of Yafa Loihu. So Morris says, okay, my lememra, Alpha gav the shmina di le kitmo aser, become welcome in knock on the milsa belash and heter, the terror aser le ruye lo. That's the cheshit, Tosa cheshit out in the Gemara. Okay? Then Tosa says a second shot. The kitva taka lav le gamri mahani kitimo, only because Bishop of Tzarka. So leave it to Emes, the maskeras of Gemara, Hupera does undermine the kitimo. So Davar Shalom Yisbashah Kol Tzarka is Taka Aser, and all Davar Shalom Yisbashah Kol Tzarka is Mutter, and a Ketima B'Huvara. So Karl Tosh's first Maskana, the Maskana Lemora is that Ketima B'Huvara is a full Ketima, and he's even Matter a Lobisha Kol Tzarka. And according to Tosh's second shot, is Taka Livadem is not Matter a Lobisha Kol Tzarka, Tzarka, it's only Matter a Lobisha Kol Tzarka. Fine. The person may say Cheshman Halam of the Sukh. The man just for the Ruchan has to begin a Kavod Zaris. I'm sure you've seen it in your life. Ruchan has Yedias Mechutzos. You ever saw that piece of beginning of Kavod Zaris? He has one page of important piece of information you need to know. The Ramban that we have on Ksuba is not really the Ramban. She says the Chedushi Ram, which we have in Masechtas, the Chedushi Ritva, which we have in Masechtas Shabbos, is not the Ritva. It's really the Ram. And the Ram we have Masechtas Shabbos, this is some other Rishon. So, if you look at the Masada of Cook Ran, that's the Ritva, the old Ritva. So, if you're looking for the Ran, you're looking at the old Ritva. And the Ritva Chadoshim is the Ritva. Which is, if you look at some of the earlier, earlier recent Poskim, when they refer to Ritva, they call Ritva Reichman. Because the first person put out was the Reichman, the Reshiva in YU. He put out the Ksav Yad originally. Eventually, Masada Cook bought the rights to it, and they reprinted it as a Ritva on their set. Originally, it was his. So, this is what's printed in the standard Chushi Ritva is really the Ran. So that's the Ran. So the Ran over here. The Ran has his Mahalakh something like this. Nearly the Hachi Berusha. Vare be mitzilu be mitzilu pshitul on the chosha kitman b'shosh and nosin alei atav shal filo hubra ha-hachar kein timam di mikara man. The more never had a havamin to say the kitman of the hubra is mavatil original kitim. How do I know that? The kitman the b'kitima called usa you can accept the liel. That the Ron is medayik in the lashon of the Mishnah. Actually, it's an afer. That means as long as you put afer there, it's good enough. So ketima kaldu is good enough. The standard nature of what happens when you do ketima kaldu is eventually it reignites. So if the Mishnah is telling me Yachita is an Afer is Mutter, it means the Mishnah is telling me I don't mind the fact that it's Hooper afterwards. This is not a hachi mukha, the pshita, the saif klima zuli spire, to the hachi shori. A klima kaldu works, and a klima kaldu, the nature is it's going to be misbire again, and it's still a mitzvah as mutter. So, more I never had a hab meaning to say, it's a parish mishnah, that ketima is matter, even though it's going to come hubra again. Okay? Therefore, the more said, the kiddush cannot be that even though it's a hupara, it's still a good katima, because that's a fair shemishna. Not because the more having it doesn't work, like Tosha says. About it works. So why is the more saying the kiddush is talking about yafaloi? Because the kiddush can't be that kid from hupara is okay with katima, because that's a fair shemishna. So what's the kiddush? So, why? Because why do you come and tell us what you call Tzarka? If I'm telling you, Beferish in the Mishnah, that Ketima works even though it's going to be mover afterwards, and that's Beferish in the Mishnah, that you don't need what you call Tzarka for Ketima to work, Lishus Tanan. So it's a fair Mishnah that even someone not a Mishnah called Tzarkai is mutter even though it's Kitna Behuvara. So why he tap on called Tzarkai? So if so, my ear is Bishop called Tzarkai, I feel a little Bishop called Tzarkai, not Mishori. That was this in me. Terrace says, Avadi Bakhtum of Hubara cutting the scene is Kader al Gabi Akiroski. Terrace says, this is a different case. This is different than the case where the kitma, when did you put the pot on? It was kitma and Hubara. When did you put the pot on the fire? On the Kira. Ketima, Hubara, pot. Ketima, pot, Hubara. So, since that's clear in the Mishnah that Ketima, pot, Hubara is okay, the way he's cashmering. And you don't need Bishop Tarka for that. So if Rabbi Yisrael Nachmani Omer Roshi is telling me Dafka case of Kol Tarka, this case has to be a case of Kitma Huvara Pat. So why is that Mutter? Oh, that's Mutter. I'll see some of you off of it. Now, so good. She wasn't telling me I was a mutter. So tell me, telling me I was a mutter, not in the, in the context of a kitten of a hovara. Tell me, you're telling me I was a mutter. Period. Not no kitten of a hovara. Even like kitten of a cloud. Okay. Zot around. No. Davagav the kitten of mikara. We go that to the nichalei. But kitu you could call them. Even the kahubara, kind of shenasa kler al gabi kira. Dafke b'shigol tzarchai. Shena tzarchatim ahud ashari. B'shigol tzarchai also. So, therefore, the feel Elisha is quite grief of Ketima the way Chachanan. So, Shehiya needs grief of Ketima. And if it's low Mishkot Tzarcha, it's going to be awesome. If it's Mishkot Tzarcha, it's Mutim L'Sam of Yafaloi. Even in a scenario of Ketima V'Homura, it's only Mutim with Mishkot Tzarcha. Don't think Ketima, the Ketima before the Homura is a matter when you put it on after the Homura. That Taka doesn't work. But a case of Ketima, Pat, Homura, I don't need Mishkot Tzarcha for that. That's the end of the Mishkot. So the more the Chia says, no, 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 you got the case wrong. The case wasn't like you said, Kitma Hovera Pat. The case was Kitma Pat Hovera. Because Avada, if it's Hovera before you put it down, that's not going to help. So more says, what's the Kiddush? See, even though it's Hovera Lachem B'Kayin, it's short, that's the Mishnah, that's the more's next kasha. So more says, what's the Kiddush? So the more answers, looked around, that the Mishnah could be a case where that if it was Kitma, I put the pot, and then it's Hovera, it's Mutter, I'm going to create the check if it's Hovera or not. But if I know that it's Hovera, maybe it's Osir, Kamash, the case is also Mutter. And the truth is, that's even Mutter by what Mishnah called Tzarchai. And that's how he learns. Then he brings. What?
You
put it down, it was Kitma, you put a pot which is like Bishop of Tzarcha, and now it's over. There's nothing more of that, there's nothing around that case, is Mutter.
Isn't it easy if you know? You know, the Mishnah is telling me I don't have to check, but if I know.
Conor Nachman, your sister, tells me that it's mutter, right? The Rishon Lemeini that's mutter, even though I know about it. And he says, even in Rishon Lemeini's case, it's mutter, even in the case with Lord Bishop Tzarcha, because that's my sister. That's the din of the Mishnah. He's not arguing the Mishnah. He's explaining it. The Mishnah. I would think, if I read the Mishnah by myself, I would make the mistake to think it's only mutter if you don't know. Kamash Lunar, Rishon Lemeini, that it's mutter, even if you know. But that's the din of the Mishnah. Even in case of Lord Bishop Tzarcha is mutter. Abagav the Hovera is Lahudra is a Kamaisa Kilo Hovera Dom. That's the Maskana according to it. Okay. Our Rishonim held the Nehida Lahudra the Nosa Kamaisa. That's only for Bishop Tzarcha. Lord Bishop Tzarcha is Osir. And the Gabi of that is yes, Hudra the Nosa Kamaisa. That's the choice. That's the second shot in Toysis. So according to the first shot in Toysis, the round is, you know, he's catching the Gemara totally different than the Toysis. It's a totally different cash from the Gemara, but the din is going to be the same. The Maskana of the Gemara is, according to the round, there was a Hamid Gemara also. That Kitma, Pat, Hovera is Mutter even in the Pat, which is a little bishop concern. Okay. Now, Zot around the Fizet, Gomer of Safra Liel, what Rav Safra said before, Kitnov and his Lapsa, Shemchin Law, Makaimin Law, the Nightly Man of Machzirin Law, right, which more brought it in the Sugya of Smicha, right? because the more passion, the more is assuming. Tittim when he slaps is like his loy kithma. So here you have a case of a kir which is loy kithma, and you're telling me that it's samechilna. Kitman in loy kithma. The more so you see him over here that you need kithima. So Mor says no, then the Mor goes back to the Cheshbon. Okay? So Zot the Ram according to those who shown him, Samuel the Kamal of Masir in law, Dafka bin Ispasha called Sarkha. Tosh says in the Cheshbon, maybe this Nabda is not the same thing as Huvara. So maybe they stop it. Your armor Kamala, if you'll have Tosh is a Bishop called Sarkha, Huvara Dafka Bishop called Sarkha. That's the Cheshbon which the Tosh says. He says, "Tosk came up with all this pshat, they pshat and more, but cracks out the mashanira beinai ve'emes yiradark." You'll see that I'm right. Okay, so that's how the round works. So the round is learning, not like Tosk says that nislabsa and hooper are the same thing. So lachar, we have a case of kitma and nislabsa, soimkin law umekayimin aleh, another man umachzirin law. And that's mutter. So, in Rizmanir case, so Kitma Vahubara, you're telling me even though it's Hubara, it's a full fledged valid Katima, and therefore, even if the pot was Lobisha called Sarakai, you're allowed to leave it there. I put it there, it was Kitma Pat Hubara. So, I would think maybe that you're Machuyev to remove it, because that's the lacha in the case where on a Kirish and a Ketuma, and a Groove and a Ketuma, you have to remove it. No, you can leave it there. Comes there, Savar says, not only are you allowed to leave it there, you can take over and put back onto it. Now you're putting back on, it's already Hubara. Right? We're saying the pot was you kaitim it, you put the pot down, it was this lab, so you're allowed to leave it there, you can take it off, you can put it back on. So Shtei Tochim the Gemara, according to the Ran, if you learn these labs, it's the same thing as Hufara. In the case of, even though it's Hufara, you can put the pot back after it was Hufara. You can do a Chazar after it was Hufara. Is it making sense? Right? Good. So, Shlomo Zalman has this order. In the old versions of the Shmur Shabbos Kilchus, they tell you it's Horem and Vav. The new versions, it's Horem Samach Dalet. In the old versions, it's in the Miluyim to Horem and Vav. The new versions, they put all the Miluyim in, they made them separate Oisius, so it ends up being much later. So he said like this. That you covered your pot with the blech, you covered the fire with the blech, and the blech fell off. So he said you can't put the pot back. I kitum of a huvara is mutter. Maybe it's only mutter for shiyah, not for chazara. Especially over here, you didn't do a mice in the guf reish. Okay. So like this, the Rambam is not bringing this in. The Rif doesn't bring this in. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring this in. The Magen Avraham brings the halacha. The Shabura, the other chachamim, the Shulchan Aruch, they all follow the Magen Avraham. Okay, but maybe it's only kedai to follow it in regards to Shehiyah. The Yishmatir Chazara, that's like Gora Chiddush, right? That bite, we're not going to ignore the Rif Rambam and the Hashmat of the Rif Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and rely on the Magen Avraham even for Chazara. That not. Then he said, "You know what? I'm wrong. The Chilabein Lishas will answer Eino Nochim." Like the Mora says, "Kitna with these labs." And the Magen Avraham brings it. The Peshu asks the Kasha. The Magen Avraham, Peshu says his Chilak, etc. Across according to me, the Shaber Mut the Bein Lishas or Bein Lahafser. There's a well. Let me start with the Chilabein. Also, Ma'aseh Begufu Eish or Shiraki Nich Pach Mu Nofa. Why don't you tell me that putting a blech on top of the fire is the equipment of ketumah. So even though in the case of ketumah you put the ash into the fire, in the case of putting the blech on top, you didn't do it into the fire, you put it on top of the fire, that's not a valid chilek. He says it works. So kitma v'nislabsa, modern version of that is a blech, and the blech fell off. Since you're allowed to do shehiyah on that fire, you can do chazar back onto the open fire. As Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, halacha
l'mayis. Is there any reason why you can't put the blech back on? Just simple.
So can you put the blech back on? So there's a chazanish which says if it's a metal blech. We pass it as did bishul on metal. The Rambam passes it did bishul on metal because it was softened the metal from the fire. He says it's a bishul, and he says chasid shasim in the Torah. So if so, he says if it would be a blech made out of keris, which already has been fired in the kiln, so there's nothing. You're not doing anything when you put it on. You make a blech out of some type of a porcelain type of thing, asbestos, which you can't get nowadays, right? But as growing up, you get asbestos, right? Talk about asbestos in a second. But if it's a metal blech, the chazir said you can't put it back on because you have to be worried about the chashash of that you're heating it up. You're making bishul or chatzis or bishul on the metal. Now, let me finish. So I'm assuming from Shlomo Zalman over here in the scenario which he's discussing something along those lines. If I recall correctly from a different piece of Shlomo Zalman actually was not precious for that. He held you could put the blech back on. Some place in Machalik between a bona fide blech and putting like a piece of aluminum foil. Because since it's very thin, the chances are that there you would have impact on the metal. That you shouldn't do on Shabbos. But to put the you know real metal blech is that you should say it doesn't. It's not the shear is not yet soletis by metal. The shear is that it's starting to actually soften. Metal isn't softening yet soletis by. So say it's chassid shasim in the Torah that's a bit kiddish. That the bishul starts by Yatzeletis boy and it's completed by, you know, when you're dealing with metal the same way you're dealing with water and you're dealing with the chicken. Right? Yeah, by chicken, once you reach out until it starts cooking, it takes a while until it finishes cooking. So the bishul starts as soon as it gets Yatzeletis boy. Right? Water, Yatzeletis boy, it starts cooking and it eventually cooks. Whatever that means by cooking by water. Metal, you hit Yatzeletis boy, you leave it like that for the next 100 days, it's still not going to cook. It's not going to soften. Right? So that's the Kiddush and the Chazadish. But in general, the Chazir himself says we're not worried about the pot because once you have liquid inside the pot, the liquid or the food inside the pot, the nature is that prevents the metal from softening. But the blech, which is just the metal itself, okay. Aleph. Then he says, but I looked in, then this is Rosh Hashanah talking. But I received in Shalat Shubat Igris Moshe, Keladalad, Simonai Dalad, Bishol, Sakam Lamed, just Agav, all of those Shubas over there, in Erechaim Keladalad, Simonai Dalad, are all the Shubas from the back of Revider's Sefer. Revider asked Moshe a series of questions, which he put in the back of his Sefer. So Moshe eventually reprinted them in Igris Moshe. There was less Chelik of Igris Moshe than Moshe printed, but he wasn't very well. So I don't know the history about it. The language of the answers of the questions does change a little bit from Leidas and Rabbi Eiders. The Eiders, the questions are clearer and the answers are more about Rifis. So I don't know who was Makatsuritz. Because assuming that what? Okay. The next volume which came out was, you know, was much more questionable. But that came out with, you know, that came out with Chai for Ramosha, and it came out, you know, Pasha's under his Oskama. But Ramosha says that if the left fell off, it's also to put back. I can't remember who wrote, and Islam says Takamutter. The deep in the Gemara is right, like the Ran is learning, that they're not like cases, that there's no kilkin cases. That's different because over there, a dying hecher ksas, because even even in the case of Kitma of Anislavsa or Kitma of Ahumara, you still see the ash there. So there's a certain amount of hecker. But the blech, when you lose the blech, so you have no hecker but cloud in the ash. It looks like a regular fire, so it's not going to be mut. Then he says, this is from someone talking. Again, Rosh Hashanah argued, he said, no, that it's mutter. There's no difference in mice and eish, not mice and eish. The Tereshi Gemara, that it's mutter. For me, a leaker lor and there, la'achar, shenofel, ha'niyor, shetlol, v'hekar, mi'bayoyim, he's talking about devar ayos. It's a law, you can't be kar lor and there, because you're afraid you're going to be mater. So if you have an oil lamp, so if you tilt it, the oil gets absorbed by the wick better, and you make the fire larger. If you're reading by the oil lamp, it's not such good light, you might be mater. So the Bir Lach, the beginning of Ayin Reish A, says that, however, if you put a petek, you put a note there on the makom where you would the kashash, it brings a tzitzis Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned this last time that they don't tilt it. What they did was they could raise and lower the wick. So if you put a note there, which on that spot to remind you not to do it, and say Shabbos or Oser B'Shabbos, something like that, so it's what. But over there, if the paper falls off, you don't say, since there was a paper there beforehand, there was a hacker before, it's still mutter. That you don't say. But over here, even though there's not no hacker at all in the blech anymore, it's not a mutter. There it's also, here it's mutter. Okay. Okay, so both Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman are assuming that Malachosis, that there's Hilti and Islavs and Huvaro. That Huvaro and Islavs are the same thing. So we have a Fairish of Rice which says Mafzirin. So Rav Moshe says, what's talking about Haki Mach? So the Teretz is that the Hecker is still there. You can still see the ash. Shlomo Zalman says, no, there's no Hecker at all. And there's no difference between mice and the H Kufa or putting the blech on top. And now the blech is gone. It's Mamash, a regular open fire. It's still mutter. Okay? But by the case of the petek on the nair, that talk is not mutter anymore. Once the petek falls off, it's too late. He doesn't say the chiluk, what the chiluk is. Okay, one last thing I want to share with you. I want to talk about it. Says like this. So the Issur Chazor, what's the root of Issur Chazor? So the Shabura brings that the Issur Chazor is the Kodesh of Kimabaf. You're putting a pot on the fire on Shabbos. So if it wouldn't be Garfa Kotum, it looks like you're doing Mishal. It's Garfa Kotum, it doesn't look like you're doing Mishal. You're doing something that doesn't look like Mishal because you don't do Mishal on when there's no coals. You're Garfa coals or when it's Kitma. The Ben Otam says it's Kushem Yechat. The Issur of Chazor is also Kushem Yechat. So in Yiflei Seh Lamogen Avram with Tosfos Shabbos and Rav Miladi, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shekos of the Tam Issur Chazor B'Sheinu Gor V'Kotem Yishum Chashash Shem Yechat. But the Ran says the reason is because Mishum Shiner Kim Avashol. Bemis ain't shum time with Yivreim. I don't see the swore why that should be true. Furthermore, the Shulchan Rav says the case where they asked by Goruth, Hinichal Gabi Karka. There he says there's a problem. Shemichat. Vila Beisos Eno Goruth. He says the reason because it's near Kimavash. I'm sorry. He says Shem Yechatz. Well, it needs to be the very Ram. He doesn't place it on a Ram. Nearly. Where are they coming from? They're coming from the case of Ein Agoruth Mikatum, and a case of Hutmara. Kitma Bahubara, the Loch is at Zina Kituma, and the more is before that, you're allowed to even do Chazara. How does that work? If the issue is Mexican Mavashal, what you did before Shabbos, that you're cutting it, is irrelevant. Now I have a fire which is back to its strength, and you're putting your pot on it. It's a Mexican Mavashal. But if you learn that the Isser of Chazara is not because of Mesikim of Ashel, it's because Shem Yechata, what the Gemara is telling me, that a person who did an act of Ketima Erev Shabbos shows that in regard to this pot, he doesn't mind that the pot should be so hot, and therefore he's Masalik Das from Chitui. So not only does that allow you to continue to leave it there, but if you take it off, you can put it back on, because we're not worried about the Shem Yechata. So if there's a Shem Yechata, I get why Kitma Behuvara Chazor Shem Yimut. But if the Isser is because of Mexican Mavashal, I have no way to understand why Kitma Behuvara Shem Yimut Chazor. So the fact that the halach is that Kitma Behuvara Itakamut Chazor, it's a riot to me that the Isser is because of Shem Yechata. It works. Okay, first of all, the Mexican Mavashal, Rakhmish Shem Yechata, who but caught him, Shasilo Daito, I mean, Lechata, it's a Shari. So from this Gemara of Rav Safra, that's my raya, that the Isser of Chazara is because of Shem Yechata, not because of Mexican Mavashal. That's where the Morgan of Rum, Tosha Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav are coming from. But he's assuming in all of them that there's a Hetzer Chazara. Means Rav Safra's case on these slabs is the same as the case of Din of Hubera, and that's why and Sili says Chazar is mutter. So they asked how you talking that Chazar is mutter. And must be we got it all wrong. This is not Kamesh Kamavashal. This is because Shem Yechata and Elo by being kaitim at Yemesal Das and Shalom Yisur. The Rechonami, if this is Al Kamesh Kamavashal, talking on mutter. The Tosfos was bechalat on these slabs is a different case. It's not Hubera Lagami. That's only it's Hubera Ksas, which means, i.e., the Ketima of the Kari is still effective. So, but then there's a hacker. So then I have no raya that then I can learn the Isser of Mexican Mavashal. But so why is Chazar mutter? In the case of his labs, it's still a hacker. So the Chazar is mutter. In the case of Hubera, where it's not Nikr, it's Hakasr. Moshe came along and said that, you know what, even in the case of Hubera, there's still I can learn the Taka not like Tosis. They're still in the same case. And still there's a hacker Ksas. So may a little solve the problem after Gimbabash. Rishon Lezion was clearly looking out like that. Because of Moshe's ice spheres, in the case of the Blech, where there's nothing left at all, there's no hecker at all, it can't be mutter. Rishon Lezion is saying there's no Blech at all, it's not much an open fire, and it's mutter, it can't be El Tzatzikim of Ashel. It has to be, the problem is Shem Yechata. So the fact that I put a Blech there before Shabbos, I show that I'm a Salat Das being Mechata. So not only is Shehi a mutter, but even Chazar is still mutter, because the Silat Das that I made, Mayor of Shabbos, that I'm not planning to be Mechata, it was Mater a Chazara on a non-Blech. Because the Iker Nekuda was your Masal Das before Shabbos. Okay. So then Rosh Hashanah is filled between that and the case of the Kriya Lora Nair. Kriya Lora Nair is in a hacker. So there's no hacker anymore, there's no hacker. So that it's also the fact that you had a hacker there before is not your mouth. What's the problem with what we're saying? that's how that, and then that's that, according to Igwe Tal, that what I just said is all true. The aura that I have in Igwe Tal is, if you look at the Tosafot Shabbos himself, the Magen Avraham is like, you know, it says Shem Yichad. No, the Tosafot Shabbos says it differently. There's a Gemara before in by the case of in the end of the second parak. The Gemara talks about the din of Hatmona. So Gemara says Hatmona and Erev Shabbos is also by the voice of heaven. Gzeira, you'll be matin the remes, and Gzeira you'll be makata the remes. That's the more on Lamed Aleph on the base of the top. Hatmana in a dar which is not Moshe of Hevel is mutar on Erev Shabbos, but it's also on Shabbos. Why is it also on Shabbos? Shema Yarsia. So Rashi says, what's that about? So Gzeir Hashem Yimse Kedei Rasa Shem Yitzdanu No She Yirtzel Atmino Yashichet Tchila Nisim Aval Shem Hashabbos. I'm coming to be mountain. What's my goal of being mountain? I want to make sure there's heat there. I take the hot, the pot, which I'm assuming was hot, and I'm going to be mountain now that it's going to maintain the heat. If I can make it hot, it's going to maintain the heat. You know, I see the pot's not so hot. But right now my focus is I want to make sure I have a hot food. So we're afraid he's going to forget and heat up the pot. Trash is the problem. It's mavashul, right? Or you call the problem is you be mechata, whatever it is. The word says, so why is it with the benesh moshes? Some kader is to roish chosein. Most pots benesh moshes are roish chos. So Chazal do not see a need to answer hatmona the davar hamayim in hevel benesh moshes. So before in the Gemara that the nature is once the pot is off in the fire, because that's the case, it wasn't on the fire, you come to be matmen it. Or it was on the fire and the fire is going out and you realize that keeping on the fire is not going to keep it hot, you want to go be matmen it. So over there, there's a kashash of withistanano, and therefore you're going to be motivated to heat it up. So that's what Tosafot Shabbos learns, the gzeira of Chazorah. The gzeira of Chazorah is not just Tam Shem Yechata, is because right now is the moment you're coming to take it back onto the fire from off the fire. It's off the fire right now. So that moment when you're putting it back on the fire, because your goal is to make sure that it's hot, you're going to notice it's not so hot, and you're going to be Mechata. So Bishlama, if right now there's a clear hecker, so the Silat Das from Erev Shabbos, the car is not sufficient. Erev Shabbos, I said, you know what, whatever, whatever. I put on the fire, I was cut on the fire, I put the blech on, it's the same thing as cut on the fire, let's say. I said, whatever, you know what, I'm a solid Das. Today, come Shabbos, I took it off, and I see it's not so hot. So now there's a new kashash of Kitri, and I'm a solid Das anymore. So why is that mutter? It's mutter because there's a heck. But the Tal learns in the Tosafot Shabbos, and the Tosafot Shabbos makor that the Isra is al Shem Yechata is because the Mavur in the Gemara, a case of Huvara, Chazar is mutter. Why is it mutter? There's a new, the Sila Das from Erev Shabbos doesn't help you. So the Magen Avraham just said Shem Yechata. So you know what? The Sila Kadas from Erev Shabbos, you know what? I'll live with this pot. However hot it is good, it's enough for me. However cooked it is enough for me. I'm not worried about it. Right? So you yourself, Das, she is mutter, Chazar is mutter, fine. The Tosafot Shabbos adds a kanech, there's a new kashash on Shabbos above and beyond the original kashash of Shem Yechat, because the pot is going to be cool off when it's off the fire. So the only way you can tell me Kitna Vahumar is still mutter is like a Moshe. Because there's still some hecker allowing it to continue. Or you tell me the difference between the slaps and Hovara. And Taka over, Taka, Chazar is Taka Osir. Because Taka is no hecker anymore. See, when you tell me the Cheshman is Al Shem Yechata, not Al Hecker, right? It's Al Atzilik Adas, it's Atzilik Adas, not Atz Heker, still Chazorah is going to be different than the original Shehiyah. There's a new Chashash, which I need to make sure that you're going to sell Adas on that also. You know what? The pad over here is Kitma. I put it there anyway because I don't mind the fact that it's not so hot. I mean, I'll take what I can get. Or it acts as a Heker. So even if the chesh is not al shemi yechate, it's not al mexikim avashol, it's al shemi yechate, the seal of das and Rosh Shabbos is not sufficient from the place of Shabbos. So what's the heter? The heter because there's a heker right now. So then Rav Moshe has to be right. So in the case of the blef, which is off, there's no way you could do chazorah because there's no heker at all. And the chesh shemi yechate is a chesh. So what if the heter is mexikim avashol? It's mexikim avashol. If Israel Shem Yechata, it's a Shem Yechata. So either side is not giving water. All right, in the case of the Gemara of Kitma, that's water. That's only because there's a dying, there's some type of hecker there. Even after Hovara, you can still see the ashes there, there's some type of a hecker. But in a scenario where there's no hecker at all, like a case of the blef, it can't be water. And that's the Mershon's assumption. So I think, you know, The cheshbon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach Shabbos and the Gemara Pashas makes a lot of sense. It's mamash the Gemara in Lamed Aleph. This is not just the same cheshbon Shem Yechata. This is a new cheshbon Shem Yechata. Because the nature of the things you're interested in heat. Hurrah, you're putting back on the fire. It's mushkil to Arkay, otherwise you couldn't go back anyway. So your goal is not mishul. Your goal is just pushing heat. So that's the mamash the Gemara Lamed Aleph. The case of your goal is heat. This is cheshbon Shem Yechata. So, and that's talk of the Isra of Chazorah, and the Heter is Ketima. Avada, it's going to need a present moment Heker as opposed to the Heker from earlier. And I don't, you know, Shabbat Zaman's Cheshbon, the Chara is not true according to Tesh Shabbat. So Tesh Shabbat is very mistaber to me in Cheshbon of the Sugyo. So the Imatra in the case of a Blech is very hard to Imatra. If you want to make it Gor Chomer, anyway, remember the Rift of the Rosh, the Rift of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch did not bring this Heter B'chlal. So we're bringing the Mother of Rum who says it in the case of Shehiyah. We're saying, well, Shehiyah, it's more than the word, Shehiyah and Chazorah are the same. It's only more than the word, Shehiyah and Chazorah are the same in the case of Islam, so, which either that's a different case in Hukarah, or over there also, I'll come out into some Heker right now. In the case there's no Heker at all, look, right, it can't be that's more. Okay, that's the horror.